It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. One of the many joys of summer is listening to music at an outdoor venue. Whether you enjoy opera, jazz, rock, or classical, it somehow seems more enjoyable outdoors. Travel contributor Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, suggests performance spaces where you can enjoy a concert under the stars. And she joins us now in studio. New Girl, Elaine LaBaume, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, great. It's great to be here.
So we're talking outdoor music venues this week. They're something of a rite of summer, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, just think about it. You know, it's warm out, the breezes. You get to bring your, you know, your blanket, a little picnic. You can make a night of it, a day, a weekend. It's a great thing to do. I can remember so many concerts under the stars at the Greek Theater on the UC Berkeley campus. Saw so many great performers there. And, you know, similarly, there's tons of good options on the East Coast.
You went to Berkeley?
Actually, I did, yes.
You know, I could have guessed that.
Also saw a lot of great shows there after my college days. So, yeah, it's a great thing to do in the summer.
So let's talk about a couple of iconic venues. First, Tanglewood and Wolf Trap.
Yeah, love both of these. Tanglewood is the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in Lenox, Mass., Western Mass., been there since 1937. And in addition to the music school, they do festivals and, you know, the Pops performances at the Shed and adjacent lawn. They've got a couple neat things going on this summer. For folks who are under 40, they'll do Ticks at $20. So you can get a good deal. And kids under 17 are free. So it's very affordable. Largely classical program, but a couple that I like. John Williams does a film night. So you get to hear all the great, you know, Star Wars and Indiana Jones and all the great soundtrack music.
And he's
John,
the guy who composed all that.
He is, yes. Right. And he does a lot with the Pops. And he does that at Tanglewood. And James Taylor is also a regular there every summer. You know, Boston boy. So
yeah,
that's a good reason to go. And then Wolf Trap. Yeah, that's actually the Wolf Trap National Park for the Performing Arts, the first national performing arts park in the U.S., right outside D.C. in Vienna, Virginia. How did it get the name? They actually did trap wolves on the property, set up a bounty for them in the 1700s. So that name did not come out of thin air. A lot of people always wonder about the name. But the Filene Center is where most of the shows are, and the lawn seats 7,000. Some folks who are going to be there in 2014, Diana Ross, Ben Folds, Colby Kayat, and Palobolus, the dance company, is coming up soon. They do 90-plus shows a year at Wolf Trap. So there's something always going on if you're going to be in D.C. This summer. Just pop over there.
The Glimmerglass Festival gives us yet another reason to visit Cooperstown, New York.
I know you'd go there for the Baseball
Hall
of Fame.
Sure. Well,
Paul, but
why
the
not?
Opera company there was founded in 1975. They do four performances a season at the Alice Bush Opera Theater. And they're doing Madame Butterfly this season. They're also doing a performance of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. And another neat one that I'm hoping to get to, An American Tragedy, based on the novel of the same name. It was inspired by a sensational murder trial in upstate New York, and that should be a terrific show there at Glimmerglass.
The Pine Knob Music Theater north of Detroit may have had a name change, but to fans, it's still Pine Knob or The Knob.
It is, and this is a great venue. It's now the DTE Energy Music Theater. They bought the naming rights, but, you know, kind of like the Stick in San Francisco is always going to be the Stick, Pine Knob's always going to be Pine Knob.
Well, there's no more Stick, though.
Is it gone?
It's gone.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know if they've torn it down
yet.
That's
right. They're building a new one.
Yeah.
It's always going to be the Stick there for me. Anyway, this is a place where all the big rock bands come every year. Eddie Money always opens the season on Memorial Day. But in 2014, they got everybody from Fish, Nine Inch Nails, Wiz Khalifa, Pittsburgh Boy is going to be there, Drake Lady, Antebellum, Zac Brown Band. Awesome lineup every year at The Knob.
The Saratoga Performing Arts Center in upstate New York runs the gamut when it comes to musical genres.
Yeah, I mean, it's the summer home of the New York City Ballet and the Philadelphia Orchestra, so classical, jazz, pop, rock. I mean, they do everything. A couple fun things about SPAC, as they call it. The Doors were the first rock act there in 1968.
Wow.
And The Dead Show in 1983 is still considered one of the classics. But actually, they have a Tchaikovsky spectacular every summer where they do the 1812 overture, but the Bolshoi Ballet will be there this year. Kiss, Luke Bryan. Is he the guy who didn't pick up after himself at Heinz Field?
Might have been. I don't know if it was his fault, though.
Can't put the blame on him.
Well,
maybe his crew will clean up this time.
The Pier 6 Pavilion in Baltimore is so close to home, it should be on the regular circuit of Pittsburghers, say you.
You know, this is a great venue. It's right on the Inner Harbor, and the setting almost looks like these little sail masts and sails in the wind. John Legend's going to be there this year, Gavin DeGraw, Jurassic 5, right on the water. Go to Baltimore, see the Walters Art Museum, see the AVAM. Go watch the Orioles at Camden Yards. Give some love to the American League.
There you go. Elaine LaBalme, baseball fan. Really just, all around new girl about town. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Elaine, by the way, our travel correspondent who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Easy for me to say. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.